William, congratulations on another World Cup final for Ireland.
Yeah, obviously great to be qualified. A fantastic effort today from the lads, getting over 200 again. On, well, we watched the game before and it was a pretty low scoring game, and it wasn't that easy. And I think we got off to a bit of a start and managed to kick on and got a big score. And they came out hard in the first six and put us under pressure, but the way we came back, I'm not sure what the figures are, what way we've been outside the six. We managed to take probably 8 or 9 wickets outside the six for not many runs, so really pleasing effort.
And maybe things reverting a wee bit to type. Paul Sterling outscoring you today. You've sort of put him in second place throughout the tournament, but the big stage, he really shone.
Yeah, he did. As long as we can dovetail there as an opening partnership, it's great for us. And it's great to see him back striking it the way he has done and get 70 odd off 40 odd balls today. It was great to see. And obviously picking up that fourfer as well was a pretty special effort. So especially when size chasing 200. So fair play to him. I'm sure he's getting man of the match here.
And some stunning efforts in the field. Sharp piece of stumping by Gary Wilson. Two great catches by James Shannon. Yourself, a wonderful effort to get rid of their danger man Atkinson.
Yeah, it's something we pride ourselves on is the field, and obviously that set the tone from the first over. It was a great tech off Maxi to take that stumping from Wilson, and that set it up for us. And obviously those two catches in the same over from Shannon, and then obviously my own, which I probably might have been able to get two hands to. Well, I'll take it anyway. It's just a great effort from ourselves. When you're taking those half chances in the field, it's pleasing, and obviously wickets is the best thing to hold teams back in the 2020 comp, so we've done it.
Of course the job's not finished yet. You have qualified, but you obviously want to defend your trophy.
We spoke about it today. It was the first of three finals for us. We've obviously got this game now, and there was the first one we had to take off, which obviously qualifies us, which we've done now, but we're only in the semi-final stage, so we'll wait to see who we get in that. And I probably have a couple of days off now and a couple of days training the back end of the week, but it is something we set our sights on, to come here and retain the trophy. It's not job done as far as we're concerned, just qualifying. So it's pleasing that we have qualified, and to do it the way we have done, being unbeaten. Obviously the washout didn't help us, but it's a fantastic effort from the lads, and looking forward to Friday.